TUC says plans still stand for public sector workers to go on strike on the 18th of this month, but noted that it is still open to negotiations and discussions to get the tariffs increases target before the ultimatum date. It says the present problem stems from the fact that the automatic adjustment formula, which was agreed upon, was not allowed to work, and the PURC, which is supposed to be an independent institution, is not in the true sense of the word. The Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, and the General Secretary of Public Service Workers Union, Richard Ampabing, stated this on our current affairs program Focus, which discussed labor unrest in the country.
We have never said no to the increases. What we're saying is that the increases is too high to go, and particularly when the PRC in 2010 had a similar problem and agreed an automatic adjustment formula which wasn't allowed to operate. If the automatic adjustment formula were to have allowed to be operated, perhaps we wouldn't have had this problem. I think we stem our argument from the fact that if these high increases are made at a go, it has a lot of reflections. Apart from leading to higher cost of goods and services, it also chisels out the face value of our income. Beyond that, it affects strongly local industry because their production cost goes high. And if it goes high, workers are thrown out of job. So I think we should put our arguments in perspective. And indeed, have also been arguing on the approach by the PRC. The PRC has indicated an entrenched position. Yes, we recognize their role as an independent regulator. As for that independence, we all know that as and when it suited them, they call themselves independent. We wrote in the midst of these challenges that we can't have our members sitting down where we are in just a rift with the PRC. So what we have done is that we have suspended. The decision to withdraw would be taken by a bigger decision. We are mindful of the fact that the PRC was set up by law. So what we have done is that we have suspended the membership until this issue is finally resolved.
A director of grievances and negotiations of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Cornelius Yossen, said workers need to differentiate between their right to go on strike and the law. This, he said, will enable them to appreciate the implications regarding salaries and employment issues.
You cannot have a situation in any country where salary increment will be more than inflationary rates. Ghana, here we are taking so many things for granted. You cannot have a salary increment that is more than inflationary rate. It is not just proper. So we have to have that situation in Ghana here, where when we are arriving at salaries, we have objective factors to put on the table and that determine that this is the cost of living based on that the economy can afford so much, even the ratio of the GDP that must go to workers, so that the other amount involved, the other ratios, can be used for other things in the economy.
For his part, an ADR and labor management practitioner, Benjamin Arthur, drew attention to the fact that in labor law, workers who go on legal strikes are entitled to their remuneration and continuous employment. He also suggested that government can target specific areas to help bring down the tariff.
The law is so clear that every worker has the right to go on strike, whether you have a bargaining certificate or you don't have a bargaining certificate. We have public sector workers and we have private sector workers, and it's the same labor law that governs all of them. So if you are talking specifically about conditions that pertains to a collective agreement, that one is fine. In generality, you don't need a bargaining certificate to have a right to strike. If anybody tells you that the current levels of tariffs is non-negotiable, I beg to differ. For example, the water tariffs of 52%, the water company, together with PRC, have agreed that one third of their costs is electricity bills. So what it means is that if we could get mechanisms to get solar or other alternative cheaper energies, definitely we'll be heading towards reducing the tariffs. So it's negotiable. Then when you come to the electricity tariffs, if you look at the tariffs build up, we have a component which is government special levy. And then when it comes to residential consumers, we also have government subsidy. Now the question is government actually giving this physical cash to the utility companies? Why is government collecting levies and at the same time subsidizing? So to me, as a mediator, it definitely tells me that at least we could have some room there. Then when it comes to non-residential industries, we have VAT. And if you look at the levels for the same group of range of units, that for industry is about 3 times that for residential. If you take the first group out, 0 to 50 kilowatt hour, then you know that the VAT we are collecting on the same, which is included in the tariffs, is so high that if we could amend our VAT regulation, at least to be very sensitive towards utilities, then we could have some levels that will help move the economy. There is a need to target specific areas for the tariffs to come down.
Those were views of panelists on our current affairs program Focus.